listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Tears and celebrations in the US after the Supreme Court overturned a landmark ruling which gave women the legal right to abortion. Roe v. Wade has been rolled back overnight, allowing individual states to decide their own laws. At least half are expected to place a ban on abortions. Demonstrations have kicked off across the country following the decision, some protesters angry by the news, while others are chanting victory.
Every child deserves a chance at life. Everyone deserves the right to life.
That audio thanks to the ABC. A travel rush at airports in Queensland and Victoria this weekend as families pack their bags for the school holidays. More than 2 million passengers are tipped to pass through Melbourne Airport over the break. It's already busy there this morning. These passengers telling Nine it's frustrating.
Surely they must have known earlier if there was a problem. Don't tell us when we get here.
This is my first holiday in 5 years, taking time off work. So now our holidays are stuffed, so it looks like we're going home.
While Brisbane's bracing for traveller numbers at 95% pre-pandemic levels, Anthony Albanese will tomorrow fly to Spain to attend a NATO summit before jetting off to France to meet with their president. The PM will be hoping to build Australia's relationship with Emmanuel Macron after the Liberal government scrapped a multi-billion dollar submarine contract. And Queensland researchers are being hailed after making a world-first breakthrough in their study of migraines. They've discovered genetic links between brain size and migraine risk, which they now hope will lead to more effective treatments for sufferers. West Coast has clawed its way off the bottom of the AFL ladder with a 10-point victory over Essendon. Eagles spearhead Josh Kennedy booting 5 goals, and coach Adam Simpson believes he could see a performance like that coming despite their poor start to the year.
Yeah, I think probably since halftime of the Adelaide game, we've seen slow improvement, and we've got some players back as well. So, you know, talent helps.
In last night's other match, the Bulldogs overpowered Hawthorn by 42 points.
Listener.